Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're a few years from being able to trade four or five prospects for one player because they're ready to win another World Series. Yes, look at the roster. There is no talent here. There is no talent here.
My buddy John Paul went online and bought himself a vintage Padres hat, a Dave Winfield era Padres hat.
John
yesterday.
Paul Morosi, that's journalistically different questionable.
One.
You break the story and then you're all of a sudden rooting for the team. I don't
no,
like
I
that.
Hear you. No, this is my buddy who's a bass player and a Pope, John Paul. So, but yeah.
Morosi had it first.
Yeah, he did. Did you see that thing last night, Danny? There were 44,600 people in San Diego. It was their biggest crowd of the year. Everybody described the thing as electric. The whole place is electric. The veteran play-by-play guy, Don Orsillo, lost his mind. Soto got on base. Josh Bell got on base. Hader had a save the day before. And then Brandon Drury, like the fourth most impressive trade asset that they got, explodes off the bat. Well, the ball explodes off the bat. Not him. That would have been awkward. And Don
Orsillo. That would have been a huge story.
That's a bad trade, man. You acquire the guy that exploded immediately. The White Sox.
He didn't combust, but Don Orsillo basically did.
Drury to left field. Connor Joe going back. Brandon Drury now plays. It's Slam Diego. Brandon Drury, in his first AB in a Padres uniform, hits a grand slam. Why? Because he's in Slam Diego.
He's like, ooh, I found something good there in Slam Diego. Did you hear me,
twice.
Mom? I said Slam Diego.
I'm going to use it twice. Don Orsillo's like 60. He's a veteran. He's an old school, you know, he's a great broadcaster. He's having the freaking time of his life. You know why? Because the Padres are going for it with everything that they have in the 27th biggest market.
And he was at Circa when we were there. He had the time of his life then also.
I saw a man. He danced with his wife, I believe. Was that here? Might have been here.
I think that was here.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Tatis, Soto, Machado is as good of a top three that we've seen in modern baseball history for a lineup.
Outrageous.
It's completely outrageous.
By the way, yeah. White Sox and Cubs got some shrapnel in Tom Verducci's column on SI as he wrote up the Juan Soto trade. He mapped out the prospects. Like, here, look who the Nationals got. Mackenzie Gore and CJ Abrams. These are all big guys. Here are the young players they acquired. There are no Nick Madrigals here.
Wow. What a sideswipe.
Right? Just out of nowhere.
The Cubs lost this trade deadline again, Verducci. We don't have to bring up last year's trade deadline loss, okay? Can we keep it to 1 year at a time for trade deadline losses, please?
White Sox wasted a top five pick on Nick Madrigal, and then the Cubs traded for him. We're full of idiots in this town. Thanks for pointing that out. Well, I'm just trying to read about Juan Soto, Verducci.
But I mean, honestly, man, like, Contreras counts because he's on the roster right now, but you're not going to be able to get anything for him because you didn't trade him. So you got to remove Contreras and count Happ if you want.
I could count Horner and Happ.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could count Morel as a viable cheap piece who can move around, play all over the place.
But so you think you can count Happ if Jed is not talking like next year they're going to be competitive?
Well, no, I mean, you're asking me what's here now, you know,
irrespective. Right, I guess I'm just saying, like, Jed is talking like we're still years away.
The way he talked
because he's
this
not
morning.
Interested in being an 85-win team that's the fifth or the sixth seed in the National League playoffs if everything breaks right for them.
Yeah, no, it sounded like it. Look, man, it sounded like Hap will be dealt in the offseason or next year at the deadline. It
right.
sounded like Jed just played chicken and got beat this time. He played chicken last year and it worked out with everything that he did in the last hour. He played chicken this year and it didn't work out. And now he's just trying to CYA a little bit.
So I'm just
these
saying,
things.
Like you remove. I know they have enough money where if they want to get Trey Turner, they get Trey Turner. I understand that part of it, and that is a huge advantage. I'm not even trying to be dismissive of it. It's why I believe the Cubs are going to be great again. Like I do believe that Jed is smart, and I do believe that Wrigley's a destination, and I do believe that the Ricketts family will spend, and it wasn't a one-off or a two-off. To be into the luxury tax. So, like, this isn't, like, about long-term panic for me. It's just an honest evaluation of the best prospects in their system are in single A and a couple in double A, mm-hmm. and the big league roster doesn't have a lot of guys that the Dodgers or the Padres or the Yankees or the Astros would envy.
Look, if he really believes in his baseball heart of hearts, and he's the guy in charge, if he really believes that in order to build his version of what Andrew Friedman has done in Los Angeles with a never-ending supply chain in the system and a malleable but top-notch payroll that approaches the tax every single year, that in order to do it, he needs another year of not prioritizing winning on the big league level and not worrying about it, and that and the bosses are really going to give it to him. If you're the fans and you really have to think about, okay, it's 2 years plus last year at the deadline, so it's 2.5 years more of being patient. It sucks, but you'd probably do it if you're going to get a decade like the Dodgers are in the middle of.
Of course you would do it.
So then it becomes...
And you can also say we should not have had to do it. Both those things can be true.
Correct. But they're
up,
doing it.
We should not have to go through this. Mm-hmm. But realistically, now that we're here, this is the best path forward. Because damn, man, we don't have a lot of talent. They just don't. It is an honest evaluation of where the Cubs are. Steve Stone at 5 o'clock today. Vin Scully stories, his reaction to the inactivity of the deadline. But the best player in football was tripping balls, and he told some stories about it. Next on The Score. 56David.com. We'll talk to Steve Stone in 30 minutes. He's got Vin Scully's stories and his reaction to the minimal additions that the White Sox made at the deadline and where they go from here. I've never done psychedelics, so normally surprise to most people. Not against them. I just hate the idea of losing control.
I could have saw that coming. I would have filled in that blank if you left it for me.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. It's all good. It makes sense though. No, and you've got predictable and controllable buzzes of the other stuff. I did a lot of them in college. Oh,
yeah. I believe you.
Woo. Whew. It's been a while. It's been a long time, but I really did enjoy the exploration and the fun and the chaos. And oh, I got stories. But this is not the time. We're not here for my stories. We're here for an NFL quarterback's stories.
Danny, do you want to split the mushroom chocolate bar I have with me?
I mean, I got to be honest. I am kind of interested in microdosing.
You just need a good guide. You need a good guide, and you need somebody. You need to be with people you really trust and love, because you're
going
to
win
vulnerable.
The lottery first.
You're going
and then retire them.
You're going to get very vulnerable and start realizing some stuff and sharing some stuff if it happens right.
Danny as a guide, though, I like that concept. Danny being Shane's guide. You're gonna trip. You're gonna see things. You're gonna hate yourself.
Oh yeah. Some of the issues of your childhood are gonna come up. It's all right, man. It's okay. It's all gonna be okay.
All right. Just now that I have you here, this is the way I want you to book the show from now on, Shane. I need you to start watching the Cubs
more often. Talk about the Google Doc as long as we're here.
Danny, look, those clouds, man. They're shifting into the wallpaper from my childhood bedroom.
Shane, book the cloud.
Yeah.
I want him on Tuesday.
Should we do Steve Stone at the top of an hour? I don't know. I don't know if we should.
Let's talk about the word of the day.
Are you through?
No.
Oh, no, we're not through? Okay.
No, we got more to go.
I would talk about work while tripping. I'm sure I would.
Yeah, you would.
Sure I would. But, you know, Jen,
the thing about the disrespect that I'm feeling in transition. No. I got too real. That's my bad.
That was too real?
I don't know.
So. Yeah. We're fine. But I've thought about doing it. Aaron Rodgers, I was surprised at how willing he was, I suppose, to talk about it. But let's just go on his ayahuasca journey with him as he shared it with this podcast.
For those listening who, you know, have judgment around it or misunderstanding or questions about it, the knowing comes from doing, and it's not for everybody at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I'm recommending that you've recommended, but for me and my mental health, and we talk so much about mental health, you know, Marshawn Lynch had a classic kind of retirement press conference talking about taking care of your mentals. And we talk so much about mental health. And to me, one of the core tenets of your mental health is that self-love. And that's what ayahuasca did for me, was help me see how to unconditionally love myself. And it's only in that unconditional self-love that then I'm able to truly be able to unconditionally love others. The greatest gift I can give my teammates, in my opinion, is to be able to show up and to be someone who can model unconditional love to them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's important I play well and show up and lead and all that stuff, but, you know, they won't care about what you say until they know how much you care. In a ceremony where I needed to know who could unconditionally love me, it's redefining, I think, what a man is, which is so important.
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
I like to punch him in his face.
That's Tanny imagining what Olin's reaction would be.
Yeah, I think we know what it would be. Go ahead. Now, as the person with experience in this area, go ahead.
I can't hate at all on the man. I have personally found in my life, and the more research I do about the way it is evolving, great book called How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. I recommend deeply to people. I have found, like, natural hallucinogenics like ayahuasca or mushrooms and the possible microdosing of such things to be incredibly effective and helpful forms of self-exploration and self-actualization. I'm like, I try to convince my wife to do it. I'm working on trying to convince her to do it. I think it can be, under good circumstance, be a wonderful thing to give you inner peace and make you perform at your best. And if that's what he's finding with this, then God love him. Good for him.
That's the thing, man. We talk so much about athletes being open and honest with mental health.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers is as high profile of a North American sports athlete as we have. I mean, who LeBron James? Like, in terms of higher profile?
Tom Brady?
It's a short list, man. And so he's very clearly like, it's not for everyone. I'm not advocating that you do it, but this is what I've done, and it works for me. And even if he can be a little bit of a wackadoodle and if he can be insufferable,
uh-huh.
If he personally is not doing anything illegal and reaching some level of inner peace and happiness and sharing that journey, it's got to be a net positive, right?
And it's a very complicated thing. It's a complicated bit of medicine or herbs or, you know, the natural nature of it. But people need to be educated about it. And it's
Well, see, that's the thing with him as the messenger, though.
Right, and it's not the same thing as other drugs. It's a newer type of situation.
Right. He's not doing acid, you know, like, right. He's not rolling on MDMA. Right. It's a different thing.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot there. Acid is chemically created, but still has had its values and uses, and lots of governments have thought so along the way. But
I'm just saying that for Aaron Rodgers as the messenger, where it gets complicated is because, like, when you're talking about, like, do your research, or, right? Like, he was a big do your research guy on the vaccine.
I know.
And so it is a little weird hearing some of this stuff from him.
it's overwhelmingly likely that he found somebody who did research and then told him about it, and he just trusted that person. Just like Joe Rogan for him, right?
Well, so it sounds like it was Aubrey Marcus, the host of the podcast. Like, from listening, I didn't listen to the whole 2.5 hours. I can listen to a lot of podcasts, but this is not one that I was in for the entire ride. Lots of skimming here. And
what else do we need, Tanny? Let's get a little bit.
He talks about the actual experience of the ayahuasca ceremony, if you want to call it that.
Okay. I was overwhelmed by the incredible grief of my life as I knew it and the rebirth into a new perspective, a new timeline, a new trajectory. And as I've been working on, and you've been a good guide for this and so many other important people in my life, speaking into my life, I just sat with that. And it was very difficult. The overwhelming sense of sadness and grief of what I was leaving behind. Mm-hmm. I just sat with that for hours, probably 2 hours, as I was begging grandmother to let me purge whatever was inside of me and needed to come out. And she said, "Not yet. Not yet. Not yet, my son. There's more." And so I sat with that and didn't fight it and just surrendered to feeling into the depth of all those beautiful emotions. Incredible experiences from the past, heartbreak, failures, frustrations, deep, deep sadness. And then I purged at about 4:30 in the morning, finally, and laid there afterwards on my mat and then opened my eyes. And it felt like I was opening my eyes for the first time. And as the bat animal card instructs, the rebirth, the death of the ego is followed by the rebirth, and the integration of that is a sunrise. So in Costa Rica, the sun rises very early, and it was only about 45 minutes until the sun rose that morning, that beautiful morning at 5:15. And I sat there on my mat, breathing in what felt like brand new oxygen into my lungs, and enjoyed the beauty and the mystery of this life, and the howler monkeys and their noises in the jungle, and this and the sounds of life waking up.
Yep.
And that's what I felt like happened to me on that third day, and I felt like I was kind of walking on air back up to the to the room. It was very special.
You're kind of a wackadoodle. I don't know where you're going.
That's the best football player in the world.
The bat animal card. And grandma was not allowing him to purge. Is that a real grandma? Is it his grandma? That's his spirit person? I don't know.
That had to have been something that he was hallucinating, right?
A euphemism. Yeah, maybe.
Grandma was the guide person. Like, there's someone there that helps
the supervisor.
You. Yeah.
Maybe grandma was a very spiritual connector for him, and she appeared during his trip. It's entirely possible.
You don't make it sound very eye-opening, Danny. The supervisor. You make it sound very corporate and middle management.
It's Gary Cole. It's Gary Cole.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna need
Ryan
you.
Porth.
Parth.
Parth.
Yeah.
He's just looking over you. Really got a schedule for your ayahuasca trip.
Y'all better do your shrooms.
Oh, God. A texture says, great. Now I'm going to have a whole bunch of cheeseheads walking around doing mushrooms. This is going to be great.
That probably will even be even more pleasant.
Yeah.
Roger seemed like he was in a great mood while he was doing it and talking about it.
Sounded extremely peaceful. And if there's anybody in sports who needs their ego to be sublimated a little bit, it's that dude. So if this
how'd you feel experiencing all that, Shane? I was seeing a lot of facial.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to knock somebody's like their self awakening because I feel like he's becoming a new person and he's finding new ways to do it. But man, this kind of heel turn of Aaron Rodgers and I like the guy, but it just seems kind of, I don't know, arrogant when it should be this. Like, he's making it about himself when the whole process of ayahuasca and the shrooms is to remove yourself from all of this completely. But the fact that he continues to want to talk about it is kind of hypocritical, I think.
No, well, I think the larger point he's trying to make is like learning to love yourself, and that allows you to love others with the same type of love and respect.
Yeah,
I think that's generally the point he was trying to make.
And if these are the early experiences, you're right, Shane, eventually you want to take the self out of it.
Right.
You got to deal with that and get there, which is the challenge, you know?
It kind of sounds terrifying.
It does sound terrifying. I don't want to learn those things about myself.
Right.
I'm already terrified enough of myself. I don't need to know why I'm so scared.
I'm telling you guys, the book is How to Change Your Life. And apparently there's a Netflix series that's the same name, so I assume it's affiliated. But dude is a food writer who discovered psychedelics at the age of 60 when his father was dying and he had to come to grips with it and realized this was another way to do it. And he's a brilliant, brilliant guy, brilliant writer, and he's done the deep dive into how this stuff can work medicinally and how governments have used it and then pretended they don't like it for decades and decades. It's fascinating stuff and can be very beneficial to lots.
Steve Stone at 5 o'clock. I've got a football theory off of this I want to run by you. It might give us a glimmer of hope. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.